This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Are you looking to save 50, 60, even 70% on your phone bill? Well, here's a tip. Broadvoice.com. Hi, it's Brad Staggs of Blaze TV here. Broadvoice offers high-quality phone service for only $8.95 a month. You may ask, how can I save so much money? What's the catch? Well, the secret is the technology. Broadvoice uses VoIP technology that takes analog audio signals from your phone, turns them into digital data, and then transfers them over the internet. This means crystal clear sound and cheaper phone bills. Broadvoice has been ranked in the Deloitte Technology Fast 500 and Inc. 500 as one of the fastest growing private companies in America. Get Broadvoice right now for only $8.95 a month. Keep your existing phone number for free, and Broadvoice will send you their easy plug-in adapter free. All this, and you get unlimited local calling for just $8.95 a month. Plus, for a limited time, Broadvoice will even give you your first month free. Do what we did here at Blaze Radio. Make the switch today at Broadvoice.com or call 888-332-8036. 888-332-8036.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. I'm John Cardillo. Sitting in for Glenn Beck while he's on a well-deserved vacation. And if you're just tuning in, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. So I got my start in media with Glenn, but I am not a media guy by training. I was a New York City cop. And I was an entrepreneur, started a company where we provided security services to large online communities, and wound up spending more time in the legislative arena and really got a front row seat at how law enforcement and our legislative process worked, and realized our country was kind of a mess. And so when I was in a position to do so, decided to expand my platform so I could get some of this information out to you. And luckily, Glenn Beck found me about three and a half years ago. I was like a little shelter dog. But Glenn found me. We had a great conversation on air. We did a segment. We did a political analysis segment. We went on to profile some of the radical groups in the U.S. and created a very nice relationship. And I went on to host my own show down here in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and was so flattered when I was asked to stand in for Glenn today and tomorrow on the Glenn Beck Show. And being a guy who was pro-Trump and Glenn was so anti-Trump, was even better. It was even better because it proved to me that there are still some great people in this industry who want their audiences to hear all sides. And it also showed me how we can be friends and disagree on an issue. Isn't that a novel concept? We don't have to get into these knockdown, drag out grudge matches where we lose friendships over political candidates. We lose colleagues. We lose professional relationships. It's silly. Don't do it. Don't do it. But there is a bit of turmoil in the Trump campaign right now. I don't know if you've seen the stories on this, but a couple of days ago, the Trump communications director, Jason Miller, resigned to spend more time with family. Now, I've got an unfair advantage on this one because one of the players in this little drama is AJ Delgado. And you've probably seen AJ out there. She was a South Florida and then a national surrogate for the Trump campaign. And prior to that, AJ was a conservative pundit. You would see her frequently on Fox News, many, many radio and television programs, and she wrote a column. But I had a front row seat to many of the goings-on with the Trump campaign in South Florida as a member of the media. I was at every rally. And what this is shaking out to be, and I've got impeccable sources still inside the transition, and what's happening here, and you're getting pieces of this in the print media, but I was on the phone all last night, and this might be the first place right here on the Glenn Beck Program that you're going to hear what's really happening from sources inside the transition. It looks as if, and now what it's shaking out to be, is that AJ Delgado and comms director Jason Miller were having an affair. And it makes it all the more troubling in that Miller is married with children, a child or children, and I believe his wife is also expecting. Now, I will tell you from personal experience, I had been at two rallies where AJ Delgado was present, and I'm not a moralist. I'm not a moral cop. I really don't care. But I go to political rallies. I go to events. I don't care who the candidate is. I go to business functions. There's an appropriate way to look, act, and dress. And I will say that AJ Delgado was dressed, in my opinion, highly inappropriately for these events. It was a skin-tight dresses, 6-inch heels. No other woman, even the young, attractive women, were not dressed the same way. But even worse, it was, and I was with an advisor, a very close advisor to the Trump campaign, and he's a friend of mine, and he and I were sitting during one of the rallies, the rally in Miami, down in the Brickell area of Miami at the Knight Center. I think it was the last rally that Donald Trump held in South Florida before the election. And he and I were sitting there, and people were leaving the VIP, the closed area where the candidate was, where Donald Trump was. And about 15 people who had come out complained about the way AJ Delgado was acting. And no one understood why. No one understood how this girl, who was picked up as a surrogate and was supposed to just be out there doing her part in the media when she was asked to, was all of a sudden acting like she was senior campaign staff. And I saw it as an on-air guy down in South Florida and as somebody that was working with the RNC comms people and the Trump comms people as a conservative radio host. I could not get guests booked. We couldn't get guests booked. When Miller was running comms, it became nearly impossible. Now, the people that were running comms prior to Miller and that team, it was very easy to get good guests booked. So I started seeing a difficulty in getting guests booked. And then every time I turn on the television, turn on radio, or read something in print, AJ Delgado had apparently replaced everyone else on the campaign as the premier spokesperson, spokeswoman. It was very weird to me. Quite candidly, I never saw this coming. We thought maybe she had a relationship with one of the daughters or one of the daughters-in-law, or maybe she had done some legal work for some people previously, and or she had a patron that was a donor. But what really crystallized for me that there was something else going on was when she became the representative of the Cuban American community, which is a very important, very significant voting bloc in South Florida. And when I was interfacing with some of the old guard, and these were the solid conservatives, they go to Versailles restaurant and they hold court there. And if you don't know what Versailles is, if you're ever in Miami or you watch any political campaign, whether it be presidential, gubernatorial, congressional, senatorial, when you want the Cuban vote, and believe me, you need it if you're going to win Florida, you go to Versailles. It's a restaurant on Cayo Cho down in Little Havana. That really is the kingdom. That's where you need to hold court and meet with the old guard. And when I started talking to those guys and those women, they didn't know who she was. They said, who? Huh? There were so many prominent Cuban Americans that should have had that role. And many of them were dismayed that AJ Delgado, a young girl in her 30s, who really came out of nowhere, who was a columnist and you know, commentator, pundit about the media, took a role that many, many other people were better suited for. Well, now it all makes sense. Now, look, again, I'm not the moral police, so I'm not here to judge anybody. But campaign affairs happen, and the people who work on campaigns know they happen, and typically both sides are smart enough to know that that affair ends when the campaign is over. People go back to their life. They take jobs in the administration. There's more scrutiny on the players at that point, on the ancillary staff. During the campaign, it's all on the candidates. There's limited airtime. The candidates are dueling it out. They're duking it out. But when the campaign is over, they start looking at staff, right? Because if you were the left-wing media and you want to hurt a candidate, well, you have vetted that candidate to hell and back during the campaign. So barring them doing something really stupid or really egregious, there's not much more to report other than your normal hit pieces and attacking their policy positions. And in the case of Donald Trump, they beat him up on his tweets, which I happen to like, but I'll tell you why later. But you look at the staff. And so Miller was a smart enough guy to realize, hey, they're going to be looking at me. This was a fun fling. Now it's time for real work. Now we are the candidate. Now we've got to go govern. Okay, playtime is over. Let's get back to work. Well, apparently this didn't sit too well with Ms. Delgado. Now, what I've been told is an email went out to all of the major players on the transition team depicting and detailing the affair. Hell hath no fury like a Cubana scorned. I mean, from what I'm hearing, it was pretty bad. She then took to Twitter with a series of tweets, and one of them referenced and it's almost embarrassing for me as a grown man to say this on air, a baby daddy, which seemed to imply there was a little more to this affair, and she was directed at it, she had directed this at Jason Miller. Well, her whole Twitter feed gets deleted. And I was told yesterday that both she and Miller were fired. Miller was allowed to quietly resign and save face, and AJ's career was quietly killed, and she was made a pariah. And I was told she is on the quote-unquote warpath by somebody very senior in the campaign. But, you know, my point for bringing this to light is that we have a duty, right? Whether we're in the conservative media, the liberal media, when we get information like this, we've got a duty to let you know who the players are. And I personally think Donald Trump's going to be a very good president. And I'm going to tell you why in the next hour. I'm going to explain to you why his rhetoric and his style never scared me. It didn't bother me as much as did other people. But I'll explain why I understand that it did bother and offend and scare some people. But when I looked at people that worked around this campaign, and let me tell you, there was some of the hardest working, most honest, most diligent people working on this campaign. And I knew them. And in the South Florida region, and Florida on the whole, many were friends of mine. It was very disappointing to me to see people taking the limelight. AJ Delgado was one of those people. And AJ Delgado and I don't really know each other. She blocked me on Twitter a couple of years ago. I think I disagreed with her on she was pro-Common Core. Because she was a moderate, a center moderate, quote-unquote conservative. And then she became this newly minted conservative. I just think it was, you know, she's replaced Chuck Schumer as the person that it's most dangerous to be between them and a camera. I need to bring this out because a lot of good people were hurt by these grandstanders, hardworking people, and I don't care where you stand politically, people that do work, people that are the grinders, that have the ethic, that are doing the work and don't want the thanks, shouldn't be treated poorly by those who seek glory. And karma is an interesting thing. Divine intervention is a really interesting thing. And all I'll say, and I'll leave you with, this situation seems to have sorted itself out the way it ought to have sorted itself out. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. But progressives also don't live by this standard. They think they're impervious to any critique, to all the rules, and can act in any way they want. And that was really, really made evident when two gay men attacked a mom and her children on a JetBlue flight a couple of days before Christmas.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Are you looking to save 50, 60, even 70% on your phone bill? Well, here's a tip. Broadvoice.com. Hi, it's Brad Staggs of Blaze TV here. Broadvoice offers high-quality phone service for only $8.95 a month. You may ask, how can I save so much money? What's the catch? Well, the secret is the technology. Broadvoice uses VoIP technology that takes analog audio signals from your phone, turns them into digital data, and then transfers them over the internet. This means crystal clear sound and cheaper phone bills. Broadvoice has been ranked in the Deloitte Technology Fast 500 and Inc. 500 as one of the fastest growing private companies in America. Get Broadvoice right now for only $8.95 a month. Keep your existing phone number for free and Broadvoice will send you their easy plug-in adapter free. All this and you get unlimited local calling for just $8.95 a month. Plus, for a limited time, Broadvoice will even give you your first month free. Do what we did here at Blaze Radio. Make the switch today at broadvoice.com or call 888-332-8036. 888-332-8036.